they're circling to steal from America and American citizens, and frankly, from our sons and daughters and future generations.
Okay, I've only got about 3 minutes left in this segment, but I got to get to this. How much does this reconciliation bill really cost? They're saying 1.7, 1.9, but now we're getting CBO scoring said it's going to be even north of that.
Yeah, it's going to be way north of that. So the Congressional Budget Office last night, about 7 o'clock last night, they came out with their report, and it's going to add $0.33 trillion, just this one bill. This is one bill. It's going to add $0.33 trillion to our national deficit over the course of 10 years or so. $335 billion in debt. So the discussion that Biden had, well, it's all paid for, it's all paid for, it's all paid for. Absolute nonsense. It's not all paid for, but this is how they're selling it. They're saying, yes, it's going to cause this debt, but that doesn't account for the tax enforcement that's going to occur because we are going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, which is in the bill. Okay, so all of this bill that's going out, $1.8 trillion, we're hiring more tax collectors. So, you know, all of the discussion about, and Nancy Pelosi was on the floor with her little sign that said "cut taxes." Well, I don't know how they're going to cut taxes with, you know, all of these trillions of dollars they're spending and hiring more tax enforcers to the tune of 87,000 people. And oh, by the way, don't forget, if you have more than $600 in your bank account, they want those 87,000 IRS agents want to track you. This thing's bad from the word go. It does nothing for America. And oh, by the way, December 3rd is still looming large with a debt ceiling.
Can I assume that Stephen Horsford has voted on all of this stuff?
You know he has.
Wow.
You know he has. This is right up his alley. In fact, he's on the Ways and Means Committee. He helped write this thing. More than just vote for it, he helped write it.
I know the holidays are coming. You're going to be busy otherwise, though. You're going to be campaigning. Talk a little bit about what you've got, and I know you got a December event coming up.
I do. I have a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody out there listening, of course. I have a campaign event. We're going to lay a little low. We'll do some things behind the scenes through the holiday here. And then December 10th, we'll have a holiday happy hour. We're pinning down the location on that, but you can follow that on my Facebook. We'll have the events out there. It's Sam Peters, at Sam Peters Nevada on Facebook. Love to have folks show up. Our last event a week and a half ago at Big Dogs Brewery was a huge success. Lots of people showed up for that, and it was a good time, met by all.
If folks want to help you out, if there's something you need that they have, how can they reach you? And most importantly, what is it that you need?
Sure. So you can go to my website, sampetersforcongress.com, to check out what's going on in the campaign, what our issues are. What we need is, at this point, is fundraising. It's all fundraising at this point. There's a donate button on the webpage. Share with your friends the conservative message that we're putting out there. The fact that this, just because the district has been redistricted, we are not slowing down. This is absolutely still a targeted district and a winnable district, and we're going after it, and we're going after it hard, and we're going to need an army of folks out there around the state to get the word out and, of course, make those donations and keep them coming in. It's going incredibly well. Could not be more pleased and humbled and thankful for all of the supporters in Nevada and across the country.
Hey, Sam, as always, thanks so much. Have a great holiday, you and your beautiful family. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Look forward to it, Kevin. God bless, buddy.
Thank you, man. Sam Peters, not only the owner of Peters Family Insurance, but he's also a USA Air Force major, Bronze Star recipient, and he's a candidate for Congress in CD4 trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. We got to get rid of him. Absolutely have to get rid of him. Stay with us, because coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Stavros Anthony talking about Medicare Advantage. Might it be sacrificed on the altar of the Build Back Better bill? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 2:31, a quick observation from my chair here in front of the traffic cams is you're only averaging about 45 miles per hour. as you try to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl there on US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho, because ahead of that, you're going to see those lane restrictions, which are on Interstate 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern. So do expect delays through there. And just a reminder, that construction project is going to be lasting until December of next year. So, long time on that. Also, congestion on the 15 northbound at Sunset South at Sahara. And you'll touch the brakes there on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball getting ready for the Roman main event at T-Mobile Arena. They are in action coming up tonight as they are set to take on number 4 Michigan. That is the second game of the tournament. Wichita State against Arizona is game number 1. UNLV football, they are also in action tonight. It's a big night for UNLV as they are going to close out their home schedule by hosting number 23 San Diego State. UNLV 2-8, 2-4 in league play. San Diego State 4-6, 1-4 in the conference. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have 4 pockets, 2 back and 2 side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always like these friends and family shows where I get to talk with people I really love. And one of those people is Stavros Anthony. Stavros is a Las Vegas City Councilman, a GOP candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and talking today about Medicare Advantage. For those of you that don't know, the Biden administration and Congress need funding for their reconciliation bill, and one of the areas that they're talking about cutting back on is Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Stavros, first of all, thanks for joining us. How did you get an interest in this?
Well, good to be with you, Kevin. That's interesting because I represent Sun City Summerlin as a Las Vegas City Councilman, and I'm in that community all the time. And obviously, it's a senior community, and one of the many things that we talk about, and one of the things that seniors, and particularly in that community, are very concerned about is their Medicare insurance. And they're watching the federal government spend trillions and trillions of dollars on really a lot of nonsense, and they're worried that the federal government's going to want to cut their Medicare, make cuts to Medicare Advantage, and or increase the premiums, and that's going to hurt them when it comes to their health care. So that's where I hear these sort of things. When I'm out in the community, people like to talk about what's going on and how I can help. And even though I'm not in the federal government, it's my obligation to get the message out there, especially to our congressional delegation, that they should not be cutting Medicare or Medicare Advantage benefits or increasing the premium, because these folks, just like you and I, have been paying into Medicare for many, many years, and they deserve to have the best health care under Medicare.
And I know you've talked with a number of your constituents. Can you talk a little bit about Medicare Advantage and how it made a difference for seniors in your community? A lot of people may not know what Medicare Advantage is or what it does.
Sure. It's there's the basic Medicare that you sign up for, and people have been paying into it for many, many years. And when you turn 65, you sign up for Medicare, and there's a basics, and you may pay a small premium for that. But if you really want a much better health insurance, then you sign up for what's called Medicare Advantage, and you can do that every year. And there's many, many insurance companies that offer this supplement, and obviously you have to pay a little bit more for it, but co-pays are smaller, the number of doctors and hospitals that are in the plan are much larger, the pharmacy benefits are much larger, you just get way, way more benefits. And right now it's the benefits are very good when it comes to health care, and the premiums are reasonable, but for the federal government to keep funding all these social programs, they're either going to have to create more debt, and we're already at 35 some trillion dollars in debt, or they're going to have to cut in other areas of the federal government. And some of the discussions out there that they've heard, that I've heard, is making Medicare Advantage the premium cost more, or to cut the benefits. And seniors are very, very concerned about that. So I would encourage all your callers to call your senators and congressperson and tell them they can't do this. It's not right. People have been paying into Medicare for a long time, and they want to be able to purchase this supplemental insurance called Medicare Advantage.
And I know you've been tracking this program for your seniors in your district, your city council district, and one of the things we found just in tracking it is that it adjusted very, very well during the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about, this is one of the programs that actually works?
Yeah, it did. It's a great supplement for Medicare, and people were using the benefits under it to go to the doctor to get COVID tests, to get checked up on, to spend time with their doctor to make sure that they didn't get COVID. So it was a great supplement that really helped a lot of seniors with their health. And we need to make sure that there aren't any cuts to it, or that they don't start raising the premiums so high that people can't afford it anymore.
I want to ask you about something, though, that to me is critical, and that's the best healthcare program on the planet is only as good as your ability to get in and see a doctor. Can you talk a little bit about how Medicare Advantage impacts patients' access to not only physicians, but to specialists?
Yes, that's correct, Kevin. The Medicare Advantage definitely expands the number of doctors that are available in the plan. It expands the number of hospitals that are available in that plan. It does expand the specialists. It really just offers a lot more options to seniors than basic Medicare. And that's what seniors need. Everybody has their own health care issues, and some are very, very specific. And sometimes it takes a specialist, a certain doctor. And under Medicare Advantage, you have the opportunity to go out and look around for doctors that you trust, that you know, that deal with a specific area. And that's what Medicare Advantage does. It provides those choices to seniors, and they need it because we all have our different health issues. And, you want to go to the doctor that you like and you trust, and under Medicare Advantage, you are able to do that, and that's why it's such a great program.
Do you have a message for members of Congress and maybe in our own delegation that might be considering cutting Medicare Advantage or in some way putting the hit on seniors? Because that, to me, is something that I don't think will play well politically, will it?
No, the message is pretty simple. When it comes to voting on a federal budget, do not cut benefits to Medicare Advantage. Do not increase the premiums. And if you do, then seniors are going to know that, and they're going to show up and vote against you and vote you out of office and get somebody in there that's going to protect what is rightfully theirs, something that they've been paying into for many, many years. So number one, it's the right thing to do is keep Medicare Advantage the way it is. And if you don't like that, if you don't want to do that, then you should be voted out of office.
And the one thing that I think is most important is that this is a program that seniors that already have Medicare Advantage absolutely love. What is the approval rate? Something like 94%?
Yeah, it's pretty close to 100%. If the people that sign up for Medicare Advantage stay on it for pretty much the rest of their life. And the only thing they may do is maybe switch different insurance companies depending on information that they get. But once they sign up for Medicare Advantage, they absolutely love it. They love the benefits. They're happy with the way the premiums are right now. And it's something that is really important to seniors because, the older we get, the more health issues they are. We want to make sure that our seniors live comfortably and have great health care, and you get that from Medicare Advantage.
It's always good to have you with us. Stavros, thank you so much. Best of luck in your race for Lieutenant Governor. You're going to be out on the road, and I'm assuming you're going to be hitting all 17 states, or is it 17 counties?
I'm looking forward to traveling the state and meet with people and let them know why I should be their next Lieutenant Governor.
You be good, my friend. Have a great holiday, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman, GOP candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance, or visit P-R-O-W-E insurance.com.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gentleman Jim Dallas has a story. You know, we've been talking a lot about how we fully expect there to be a wave election. You have more than a handful of Democrats who have decided to retire rather than try and fight a losing battle in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. But you've got a story that ought to scare Democrats big time.
Yeah, if Virginia didn't, and the close call in New Jersey, this they say, you know, all elections are local. Well, the first time in 30 years, a Republican has won the mayoralship of Columbia, South Carolina, 52% to 48%, according to the latest numbers coming out of Richland County. Now, to kind of put that in perspective of the winds of change, if you will, is that Rickenman is a businessman. Now, over the past 40 years, every mayor has been a lawyer coming out of Columbia, South Carolina. So not only are they changing parties, but now they're changing the background of who they want to run their city.
Well, now that's one that maybe we can take a lesson from here in Nevada, where you do have a lot of you have a lot of these attorneys, and you look at folks in our state assembly or the state senate. That maybe the answer is we need people that aren't lawyers as members of our legislative branch of government.
Yeah, you can definitely see that people are tired of the same old from the same old people. And to kind of put this in perspective there, the Democrats have won the city's county by 29 votes, or 29 points, I should say, in 2008 and 33 points in 2012. Easy to say that Richland County there is a Democrat-safe county. But not this time.
Wow. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it, pal. More to do as we continue. We'll give the last word to a guy that spoke for 8 hours on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. We'll do that next, coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations on you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word goes to a guy that got up and spoke for 8 hours on the floor of the House, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House of Representatives.
This is a tipping point. This is a point of not coming back from. The American people have spoken, but unfortunately, Madam Speaker, the Democrats have not listened. I tried to stick to the facts. I did not yell back when someone told me I couldn't look at him or they heckled me. I simply asked the Speaker that the House was not in order. I don't know if he set a record this night, but I imagine it came close.